Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities and Dilemmas. I'm Rob Sachs, and joined today by Tamara Keith. Hello, Tamara.
Hello, Rob.
And today, I wanted to talk to you about something that everyone does, but nobody likes to admit, which is, of course, the vanity Google. This is where you type your own name into Google and see what comes up. Now, for most of us, this is the time when you find out that there's more than one of you out there. Now, Tamara, I understand that you had a recent experience with someone who found another Tamara Keith out there, that being you, and maybe you want to tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, she found me on Facebook. So I got this message that said, "Hi, I know this is weird, but my name is Tamara Keith, too. Are you the Tamara on NPR? Everyone always thought it would be funny to say hi. Smiley."
So there's the vanity Google and vanity Facebook where someone says, there's another Tamara Keith. Let me type in my name. So
yeah, let me see if I can find her and say hi.
Was she weirded out?
No.
She was cool with it.
She was cool with it, though apparently people get confused all the time and think that she is on the radio.
Tamara Keith doesn't seem like the most common name.
No.
Is this the first time you've met another Tamara Keith?
It is the first time I have ever heard of there being another Tamara Keith. Now, there are plenty of Tamaras out there, but Tamara Keith is just some strange concoction my parents came up with.
And yet, this other woman's parents came up with it, too.
Indeed, they did. So, Rob, I understand that in the name of journalism, you did a vanity Google of your own.
Yes, I had to. I mean, after hearing your story, I was thinking, are there any other Rob Sachses out there? And I found out, indeed, there is another guy named Rob Sachs who is out there on Google, and he's a cool guy. He's a lawyer out in Philadelphia.
So did you call him up? Or?
Yeah, I called him up because I was thinking, okay, well, how does this whole thing work? Does he, A, know about me? And what does he think? Because I actually came up higher than him on Google, and I wanted to see how he felt about that. And it turns out that he wasn't too excited about that.
You know, when people look for a lawyer, you want them to go online and say, "I heard about this guy, Rob Sachs," and it turns out they find out there's somebody down in Washington at NPR, and it's not me.
It turns out that the coincidences between me and Rob Sachs don't just end with our name. We're actually both from the Philadelphia area, and...
So I was born Robert Michael Sachs, but as I grew up...
Wait, my brother's name is Michael.
Another coincidence, you're kidding.
Craziness! Now, here's where it gets really freaky. So I mentioned we're both from the Philadelphia area. Check this out.
You know, I've met another Robert Sachs.
Oh, you've met another one?
I have, and when we moved from the city in Mount Airy over to Cheltenham Township... It turns out, unbeknownst to me, we moved around the corner from Bob Sachs.
Whoa.
And I walked past his house with my dogs all the time.
See, I grew up in Rydal, which is, I guess, 10 minutes from you. So maybe in a 5-mile, maybe 10-mile radius, there's three Robert Sachses.
Very easily could have been for some period of time.
It's freaky deaky, right?
Exactly. So, Rob, what else did you guys talk about?
Well, I was thinking about, you know, okay, he is Rob Sachs Jr., which in itself is an odd name because he's Jewish, like I'm Jewish, and it's a Jewish tradition that you don't name someone Junior because of this old tale where...
In the shtetl in Eastern Europe, you didn't want to name the baby after someone living because the angel of death could confuse the baby for the old person.
But he checked it out with his rabbi when he was getting bar mitzvahed, and his rabbi was like...
It's not part of Talmudic or Jewish law. It is a myth, a wives' tale from the old days in Eastern Europe. And I said, if I wanted to be a junior, could I be a junior? And he said, yes, you could. So I went to Norristown when I just before I turned 13 and, you know, had to take the stand. And there was a hearing, and my name was legally changed to Robert L. Sachs, Jr.
So that's one way, with all the Sachses out there and maybe Rob Sachses out there, you are probably the only Sachs, Jr. out there, or Rob Sachs, Jr.
I think that's right.
So Rob Sachs Jr. has figured out something to reclaim the uniqueness of it all. And I'm thinking, I need a title that will again, make me the only Rob Sachs something. When, do you have any ideas where I could be?
Well, Esquire is out of the question.
I know. I mean, he's a lawyer.
Yeah, he is already Esquire. You could be Rob Sachs the third. just claim it.
I could one up him. I was like, okay, there may not be another Rob Sachs Jr., but I could be Rob Sachs the third, or I could just be the Rob Sachs the eighth. Like, just go crazy, you know?
Well, Rob Sachs is the host of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Tamara Keith.
And I'm just a Rob Sachs.
Just another Rob.
I'm just another Rob. That's right.
Hey. They call me Hal. They call me Stacy. They call me Hal.